everyone. Brian Newbert here from goldenblack.com. Live in his car, leaving downtown Indianapolis on what I guess is Saturday afternoon. The last 24 hours have all been very disorienting after I covered a basketball game that tipped off at like 10:30 p.m. On Friday night. This is your goldenblack.com drive home postgame podcast, our last one of the year. This is brought to you by our friends at the East End Grill and Rippling Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Sand Valley Resort, and the Whitaker Inn, which I'll be driving by in probably about an hour. Though I am going to stop and post this, so maybe a little bit longer. I know you care, but I'm just thinking out loud here, kind of the whole point of this endeavor. So Purdue lost last night, today, whatever the hell you want to call it, to Houston, number one seed Houston, 62-60 on a inbound play with a couple seconds to go. That's how Purdue's season ends. There was no victory in defeat for Purdue, but there was no shame either, in my opinion. I think Purdue fought like hell and really acquitted themselves well in a game they really, you know, weren't supposed to win. You know, Purdue's not been in that situation very often over the years where they're the clear underdog and, they're playing arguably the best team in the country. I think they're right there with Auburn and Duke. And, Purdue gave Houston everything it could handle, took Houston right down to the wire, fought back numerous times when this game could have really gotten away from it. Houston got up 10 points with like 7 minutes to go or 8 minutes to go, whatever the exact time of that was. And, Purdue fought right back and again brought it right down to the buzzer. I think they did a great job defensively getting stops and rebounds when those are things where Purdue has had to really, really fight to get all throughout the season. And now to do it on this stage against this team in that moment really showed a lot of competitive mettle by Purdue and really, showed you kind of what this team was all about. You know, was this season a success? That's, the question that often gets asked as soon as seasons end. Yes, I think, Purdue could have done more. You would have loved to have had a Big Ten championship of some kind, to continue the string, and you were capable of doing it. You had a team good enough to do it that just, let some games get away there at the end of the year. I don't think anybody in the Big Ten was better than Purdue necessarily. I think some teams in the Big Ten just won more than Purdue, if that makes any sense. But Purdue really found the best of itself in the NCAA tournament. They were awesome in Providence. That wasn't just about getting a favorable draw against two low major programs. It was about Purdue being really, really good. And I think Purdue was, again, really, really good against Houston. Not perfect. But really, really good. I thought, Purdue could have made a couple more threes, gotten two hands on a couple more defensive rebounds, things like that. And this game might have turned out different. And all of a sudden, maybe you're talking about Purdue, Tennessee in the Elite Eight again, which would be extraordinary. But Purdue got some bad breaks in this game, too. I think that, the push-off at the end of the game was clearly a push-off. But another one of those sportsisms where, they're not really going to call that in that situation, even if it was a clear offensive foul on Houston. That would have given Purdue the ball with like 7 seconds left and the game tied. Tough break there for Purdue. There were two out-of-bounds calls in the final 6 minutes, I believe, that both went to Houston that looked like they were off Houston. And that's three possessions right there. And in a game you lose by 2 points and the final 3 seconds of the game, those three possessions could have been the difference between your season ending and your season continuing. So a couple of tough breaks at the end of the season in which Purdue's relationship with the officiating was even more complicated than it was when Purdue had Giants on its team. But I think a big part of the story of this Purdue team was, they did overachieve to a certain extent. I think that this wasn't a big Purdue team. This wasn't a terribly physical Purdue team. And that is like complete bizarro world for this program because they've been physically dominant in the post for so many years and around the rim. And this year was different. It was a matter of you had 2 7-footers on your roster. Daniel Jacobson gets hurt in game 2. this was Wilberg's opportunity, and he wasn't quite ready for the sort of role that, you know, would have covered some things up for this Purdue team. You're just left with not a whole lot of verticality or physicality around the rim, and that was something Purdue had to overcome all season long through sheer effort and sheer just will and things like that. Caleb First did a good job for Purdue covering some of that stuff up, but wasn't perfect. Wasn't, you know, that guy every single game. But Purdue needs to be bigger and more physical, and that the process for that starts right now. You know, Purdue, barring any surprises among its best players, and, you know, I wouldn't anticipate any surprises, but if I could anticipate surprises, they would not be surprises then, would they? Barring any surprises, I'd anticipate Purdue having its core back next season, but Purdue needs to, you know, do well in the portal. There is this misnomer out there that Matt Painter is anti-portal. That is not true. He is not going to build his team with transfers, but he is going to improve, upgrade his team with transfers. And that's the story now. Purdue has to go get a couple of big men, probably multiple big men. They had got to get bigger. They got to get more physical. They have to be a better rebounding team than they were this season. They have to take some pressure off Trakoff and Wren. They have to be able to not have him as their alpha rebounder, which is, you know, maybe not something he's necessarily ideally suited for, because you know, he's not the biggest guy in the world, and you know, there are traditional centers he's playing against oftentimes who are a lot bigger than him and stuff. Purdue's just got to get bigger, got to get more physical, got to get more complimentary to Braden Smith and Trakoff Moran and Fletcher Lawyer and those guys. And it's going to be a really important portal cycle here for Purdue. It might be the difference between, you know, realizing Final Four potential and, you know, not going any farther than you did this season. It's just absolutely essential that Purdue really upgrade this team and really cover up some of the things that this team had to cover up every single game this season. And, you know, by and large, did a pretty good job of it. You have to give these guys a lot of credit for their effort. You know, this season wasn't a straight line. You know, Purdue lost some non-conference games for the first time in 3 years. They didn't win the Big Ten title. They let some games get away at the end of the year. But this season could have gone a lot differently, too, had Purdue not tried as hard as it did, had Purdue not defended the way it did at its best, had Purdue not rebounded the way it did at its best, and so on and so forth. So you do have to give Purdue some credit here for, you know, at times being something better than the sum of its parts through sheer effort, sheer energy, sheer conscientiousness, and whatnot. So on to next season now. So I want to thank everybody for listening to these ridiculous things all year long. It is very much appreciated. And I want to thank once again our friends at the East Angle Grill and Ripple and Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Sand Valley Resort, and the Whitaker Inn for all their support this season. If you enjoyed these, God bless you. But also, if you wouldn't mind leaving us a positive review on Apple, Spotify, whatever your favorite podcast platform is, or if you just want to download your least favorite podcast platform and leave us a review there too, that would work as well. So thank you everybody for listening. We appreciate it, and thanks for everything. Bye now.